The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Gardaí will continue searching the former family home of Kyran Dernan in Dundalk, County Louth today. The 8-year-old schoolboy is missing, presumed dead. Gardaí believe he may have been killed up to 2 years ago. Our North East correspondent, Mark O'Driscoll.
The extensive search operation at this property on Emer Terrace in Dundalk enters a second day today. The house was the Dernan family home until last May, and Gardaí say the new tenants who live there are in no way connected to the missing 8-year-old or his disappearance. The house itself is being searched and will be the subject of technical and forensic examinations, while the garden to the rear of the property is being excavated. Meanwhile, Tusla has said it notified Gardaí about a significant concern in relation to Kyran back in August. The Child and Family Agency has also confirmed that it has commenced an internal review to look at its engagements and interactions with Kyran and his family. Mark O'Driscoll in Dundalk.
The Israeli army has said the expected successor to the former Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, was killed in an airstrike on Beirut earlier this year. The Lebanese militant group has not issued a statement on the Israeli claim that Hashem Soufioddine was killed in the airstrike 3 weeks ago. Israel has been carrying out an escalating offensive in Lebanon recently after a year of border clashes with Hezbollah. The Lebanese government has said that at least 1.2 million people have been forced to leave their homes and at least 2,500 people have been killed in the Israeli offensive. The Dáil will vote on the final report of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying this evening. Earlier this year, the committee called on the government to legalise assisted dying in certain restricted circumstances. The recommendation was backed by 9 of the 14 committee members. However, 3 others opposed such a move. The Climate Change Advisory Council says that although greenhouse gas emissions fell in most sectors last year, the rate of progress is not enough to meet national and EU climate obligations. It warns that the cost of failing to meet Ireland's 2030 climate targets could exceed €8 billion, and it's calling for significant action to end the reliance on fossil fuels. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
This report from the Climate Change Advisory Council is urging the government to significantly increase grants for switching to electric vehicles, heat pumps and insulating homes because high costs are putting people off. If the government doesn't do that, the council says, it will just end up having to pay the money over to other EU member states in the end when Ireland fails to meet its 2030 emissions targets. The chair of the advisory council, Mary Donnelly, says it is better to make the investments now for households, businesses and communities rather than having to pay large fines in a few years' time. The Advisory Council also wants the government to stop subsidising fossil fuels through differential tax rates on petrol and diesel, VAT and excise duty rebates for businesses using diesel and exemptions for aviation fuel. It stresses, however, that removing fossil fuel subsidies needs to be done in a progressive and clearly timed manner with protections and financial supports for the most vulnerable and those most impacted.
The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has insisted his relationship with Donald Trump is not in jeopardy after the US presidential candidate's campaign claimed the British Labour Party was interfering in the upcoming US election. A statement posted on Mr. Trump's website announced an official complaint had been filed with US federal election officials. The complaint claims the Labour Party made illegal contributions to the campaign of the Democratic Party candidate Kamala Harris. It follows reports of senior Labour officials meeting Ms. Harris's campaign and Labour Party staff members volunteering on the ground for her campaign. The Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association is calling on the government to introduce further protection for retailers, saying they are facing unprecedented levels of crime. A survey by Shelf Life magazine found that 94% of retailers have been impacted by shoplifting in the last year, while half of shops have experienced employee theft. The research also found that 89% of retailers say crimes involving their businesses have become more dangerous in the last year. The CSNA has called for the introduction of antisocial behaviour orders and night courts to handle retail crime swiftly and effectively. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Largely dry this morning with little cloud. Some early spells of sunshine will be limited as more cloud builds later. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees.